This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe. What else do we have? Oh, we're going to play another round of the future nostalgia. Dua Lipa future nostalgia soundcheck game to win some tickets for the live stream that she's going to be doing on Friday. We have another email that caused some of us in the studio to get dusty, mostly just me. And I think that's about it. Oh, and we have an announcement about a Taylor Swift documentary and who will be hosting the Grammy Awards. Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. is an American football quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No one cares.
The oldest active player in the National Football League.
Do not care.
And Tampa Bay lost last night to the to the Chargers, who are in L.A. or San Diego or Oakland or Vegas. I don't even know where they play anymore.
It was the Rams, not the Chargers.
Oh, it was the Rams. Thank you, Dan.
And they're in L.A.
And
I don't care.
The funny story is, I guess he completed a pass to himself twice in the same play, which is illegal.
That's because he's a narcissist.
You want him to throw and catch the ball.
Apparently he does.
Well, he did it to himself. I'm trying to read what exactly happened. I was keeping an eye on the play, but essentially, like, he caught a pass that he threw. It bounced off somebody or something, and then he tried to throw it again, which I don't think is legal. You're not allowed to do that.
He's like, I'm Tom Brady. I can do what I want.
Yeah, he's had some plays this year that are not very Tom Brady-like. Like, he didn't complete a pass or whatever on fourth down, so you lose the ball, right? And then he tried to, like, call the next play, and everybody else is switching up offense and defense.
Shiny thing!
And he's on the field going, no, it's fourth down. They're like, no, that was fourth down. You just missed that play.
His vitamins aren't working.
It's a senior moment.
It is a senior moment.
He's been getting hit in the head for a long time. 43 is like 85 for a football player.
That's true.
Oh, buddy.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Please, if you know anybody that should be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe or something that's happening you want us to announce, drop us a text at 617-931-1234. A 5-year-old girl in L.A. is going viral for her choice in face masks. Her mom asked her to put one on to go to the store, and she came back wearing a Mandalorian mask.
Yep.
This is the way.
A high school in Texas used an extra room to create its own grocery store and make sure kids have enough to eat during the pandemic and they don't accept money. It's all based on a point system, and you can earn extra points by doing good deeds. I worked in the bookshop in high school. Did you ever do that?
No. What do you mean?
We had a bookstore.
Far too busy.
And at your school?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you could buy like pencils and erasers and stuff if you didn't have them.
Oh, like
them.
This, yeah.
And you could buy candy bars and M&Ms if you didn't have them.
That was the ROTC store. And
is
all
that
the,
right?
The ROTC kids ran it, and they would give me free candy sometimes because we were tight.
I was an ROTC kid. I'd have probably given you some free candy. But like that Annie Dow, she's cool.
She's nice.
In case you haven't heard or forgot, for Zoom, they are lifting its 40-minute time limit for Thursday.
But don't tell your mom, because she doesn't know that, and you won't have to have a long conversation.
Bingo.
Because I know you're not going to your mom's house, because you're good people.
Soon as Uncle Johnny has his sixth beer and starts talking about politics, oh no, the Zoom call, it's 40 minutes.
We have friends that are doing this. They're doing a Zoom-sgiving, they're calling it. So it's going to be on the entire time. Their family is in one place. They're in another. They're going to have it on their smart TV with the thing, and they're going to have it. So, yeah, they are. You can hang out with your family for as long as you want on Thanksgiving on Zoom. There's a bar in Cleveland. They just had to shut down again because of the virus, and on the last day they were open, someone walked in, ordered a beer, and then left a $3,000 tip for the whole staff to split.
Holy smokes. Mm.
Now to this other bar in Fort Lauderdale. It's called The Wharf. I've actually been to this place. The Wharf is kind of like Lawn on D.
Sure.
Okay, so it has an outdoor tent.
Yeah.
You know, it's right on the water, and they have like outdoor ping pong tables and fake grass and cornhole. That's kind of the vibe of The Wharf in Fort Lauderdale. And so they reopened on Friday, and a picture of the place packed. Nobody wearing a mask anywhere in the place went viral.
Let's go, Florida.
Well, credit to Florida. They're not messing around. They shut them down immediately.
Wow.
Within 24 hours, they issued several fines and shut them down. The owner says they're not going to reopen until they're allowed to have people pack the place without masks. Also expect to see a lot more stories like this one with businesses requiring customers to show proof they have been vaccinated. Qantas Airlines says that once the coronavirus vaccine is ready, you'll need to get it before you can fly with them, which I think is kind of interesting.
A lot of places are like that, like, because I was looking to go to Hedonism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not going to do, but you have to prove before you can go into Jamaica that you have
a negative test.
All right. So
good news, though, with Santa Claus. Dr. Yes? Fauci says in USA Today that Santa Claus doesn't need to worry about coronavirus because he has, quote, a lot of good innate immunity.
Which is important.
Perfect. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
And Moderna is giving him a call to try and get them antibodies.
He's magical.
Really?
That's all you have to say.
So you know how, like, when the quarantine first started back in, like, March, April?
Yeah.
Baking was all we did.
Yes.
All we did was bake. So two dads started making cookies, and it started off as my cookie's better than your cookie.
Yeah.
And now they have delivered 15,000 cookies to essential workers.
Well, I made cookies from scratch for the first time, and they weren't half bad. So I put up on Facebook that I'd made cookies, and Jeremy here put up on Facebook that he had made cookies the same day, and he bet his were better than mine. And within about 3 or 4 days, we had 50 bakers locally who agreed to bake for us.
And this is just our small way of saying thank you and showing gratitude for what you continue to do and what you have been doing throughout this.
Just a couple of dads in the kitchen with some dad beers baking cookies.
Pretty much. And they like have their kids in there, and they're wearing like the chef's hats.
Right.
Their car is filled with cookies that they're delivering.
Wholesome.
We got a big roll of cookie dough in the fridge for Thanksgiving, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
Do you eat it raw?
Does it really
Yeah.
Obviously,
I don't care about that stupid thing that says don't do it raw. You'll get salmonella. They're trying to stop me from living my life.
There are stores in the mall now that sell raw cookie dough. It's
yes.
fine.
My mother did it in the 70s while drinking Tab.
And smoking while she was pregnant.
Right.
That was my mom. But
we
all
ate raw cookie dough as a kid. We made it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, my mom's diabetic now, so.
Wow, you just good vibes.
Dude, how do you try and kill the good vibes tribe every day?
Text us now. 617-931-1234.
Somewhere Wilford Brimley is smiling.
Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. So has everybody caught up on the American Music Awards? Has everybody watched the performances at least a little bit?
I still didn't get to. I got stuck inside the Crown last night.
All right. So J-Lo did an amazing performance.
Yes.
With Maluma. And she looked remarkable.
Okay.
She was wearing sort of her hair sort of in a bob, kind of a 20s look, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay. Tight fitting, sort of leotard-y kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Chairs, you know, things that look like jail cells, things of this nature.
Okay.
And now people are saying that she ripped off Beyonce's 2014 Grammy performance of Drunken Love. Now, if you look, you can see similarities. They
100%.
Both have wet, short-looking bobs. They both wear semi-sheer black jumpsuits. They dance using a chair. They have similar lighting. But I would like everyone to do some history today.
Okay.
I would like for everyone to do a little work and go and watch Cabaret, which is from 1966, and then the similarly costumed and choreographed Chicago from 1979, and Tell Me Who Borrowed What. You've seen the movie Chicago?
Yeah, and that's what Beyonce got all of those performances from. Mm-hmm. When she does Partition, that was like 3 tours ago. Mm-hmm. It's like her in the silhouette, her on the chair. It's French music.
So
it's all of it.
Thank Bob Fosse. Don't be saying she ripped up Beyonce.
And guys,
it's way back there.
People have been around for
indeed.
A while. There's no original stuff.
Well the problem
there is
with you.
It doesn't matter. It's just, you know,
J-Lo doesn't need to, like, J-Lo and Beyonce are on the same. Like, it's not her ripping her off. You know
no,
what
they're
I mean?
Celebrating a really great look from Broadway.
100%, absolutely.
So,
Kennedy, it's very simple. Hmm. On mute.
Oh, well, I'm just saying.
Unmute.
I just, but
hey,
Carson,
Twitter, instead suck
of,
it.
You can't really mute the beehive,
but instead
you see?
Of hating, why not learn something new?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm asking you to do. Yeah. Learn something new today and look where this came from.
We don't have time to educate all the morons, Kennedy.
Well,
you have enough
morons,
problems educating me.
Look it, they're both wonderful musicals. I suggest you go watch them. It's fun for the whole family.
Sure.
Not really, but still.
No.
So yesterday we talked about the actor. His name is Lucas Cage. And he reminded us why it's important to check that mute button on Zoom before you trash talk. He was doing a Zoom audition with a director, and here's what happened.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, mute it. I know, it's a apartment. That's why I give me this job, so I can get a better one. All right. Ready?
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
No, it's totally... Listen, I'm living in a...
I'm so sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job and we'll be fine.
I'm mortified.
So I want everyone to remember he said I'm mortified, right? Twice.
Yep.
As
yep.
he should be.
Yes.
So,
and
nobody called him out by name, but they're saying it's this person named Tristan Shapiro. And he worked on shows like Parks and Rec, Superstore, Fresh Off the Boat, Glow. And then TMZ got a hold of him and said, will you apologize? And here's what he said.
I don't have any apology because I didn't say anything bad. Because the context of which it was said and the context of the meanings of the words need to be properly evaluated.
You said you're sorry and you said you were mortified twice.
Wait,
you
hold on.
You made
let's
fun
go back.
Of this guy's apartment let's, for no reason.
Let's go back and listen to what he said again.
These poor people live in these tiny apartments. Like, I'm looking at his, you know, background, and he's got his TV and you know.
Yeah, mute it. I know, it's a apartment. That's why I give me this job, so I can get a better one. All right.
So anyway.
ready?
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
No, it's totally... Listen, I'm living
I'm
in a...
I'm so sorry.
I'm living in a 4x4 box. It's fine. Just give me the job, and we'll be fine.
I'm mortified,
and he said I'm sorry like four times.
And one, good for Lucas for posting it, because that guy deserves to be...
Called out.
Absolutely. 100%. Put on blast. Absolutely. And the fact that he's like, I didn't say anything.
And Miley Cyrus celebrated her 28th birthday yesterday and got real of what's going on in her life. In a new interview, she talked about how she's fallen off the wagon, but she's 2 weeks sober. She said, I, like a lot of people, being completely honest, during the pandemic, fell off. And I realized now I'm back on sobriety, 2 weeks sober. And I feel like I really accepted that time. To me, it was a blank up because I'm not a moderation person and I don't think everyone has to be sober. She says she doesn't have a drinking problem, but instead I have a problem with the decisions I make once I go past that level. Even to, I've just been wanting to wake up 100%, 100% of the time. She says she's very disciplined and it's pretty easy to be sober or in and out of sobriety, saying the day I don't want to do it anymore, I don't. So there you go.
She's incredible.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
She talked about that a lot too. Like, I want to wake up, because like when she was making this album, she's like, I just want to be all in, everything. There's no cloud in my head, there's nothing. And I just feel like you can actually hear that in her music now, more so than like bangers where you know she was partying and stuff. It's just crazy.
So do you think she was in a sober period when we did the interview with her?
I don't know the answer. I mean, I don't think she was messed up during the interview.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that at all.
I think
she seemed pretty lucid.
I think just to say that she's not sober doesn't mean that she's banged up 24 hours a day.
No.
I feel.
I think
she. But what is she talking about? Is she talking? You think she's talking about liquor or drugs or?
So she said she doesn't have a drinking problem. It's not. I don't think it's about the specific substance. I think it's about how she acts when she is messed up.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Because she's a part. When she parties, she parties. Mm-hmm. You know,
like a lot of people. Everybody has the little voice that says stop. She also, in her honor of her birthday, shared a video of when she was a child. She said, cheers to another year of Britney Spears and facing fears. Yes!
She loves
Britney. How old is she?
28.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Coming up at 7:30, we're going to find out who won on Dancing with the Stars last night. I'm not a little bitter. And Drew Barrymore had a bit of a whoopsie-doozy moment on her show yesterday. She gave away a wedding.
But didn't have...
But no, but the people who were getting married, maybe, she didn't get the whole story regarding, I don't know, age. So...
Okay. Can't do nothing nice out here. The mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle.
And sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast song slaps. I get there.
Wow, I would do anything for her.
Are you crying?
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Her 2024 Studio 2054 live stream is Friday. And what I suggest is if you have like a smart TV, it's just get it going on the TV, get the sound system going.
Yeah.
My girlfriend has one of those, like she's got an old school, like a pull-down like screen like you did in the movies when you were a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And somehow makes her computer into some kind of a projector thing.
Yeah.
And they watch it like that.
Right. And just like get a bunch of people over, watch it. Cocktails.
Don't get a bunch of people over. No, that would be bad. People in your bubble.
You can have people in your bubble. You
yeah.
can have 3, 4, 5 people. No.
100%.
If they're your people. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
It's the closest we're going to get to a concert for
a while. It is an electrifying experience that sees Dua Lipa sing, dance, ride on the rhythm, walk the ballroom with an interstellar cast of guest stars, including Miley Cyrus. Get your tickets now at DuaLipa.com. So what is the name of this game again, Kennedy?
It's called Dua Lipa Future Nostalgia Soundcheck. Duh.
Wrong artist. We're going to start first with Laura from Arlington. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
We are doing well. I'm going to play a sound for you. Dan has called the internet for this sound. You just have to figure out what it is, and you're going to win tickets to this digital concert. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, take a listen. I'm so nervous for you. I want you to win. What is it?
Is it Super Mario Brothers?
Is it in fact Super Mario? That is correct.
Hey, nice Laura.
Put her on the board.
All right, there we go. Congratulations, Laura. Enjoy the concert.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Okay, one down. Bridget from Gloucester. Hey, B-side.
Hi, good morning.
Are what you up, ready? Girl?
I'm ready.
North Shore represent.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
Here we go. Take a listen to this.
Oh. I just lost a filling.
Do you know what it is?
It's the Nokia cell phone.
Is that in fact correct? It is the Nokia cell phone. Yes, another winner.
Done.
Nice job. You enjoy this.
You guys remember Nokias?
Yep.
I miss them.
Phones worked.
You can throw them through a wall.
No, you can drop in a puddle of water.
100%.
I'm pretty sure I dropped my Nokia into the toilet and took it out and made a phone call. And then played Snake on it.
Snake.
All right. How many more do we have, Kennedy?
One.
One more pair. All right. Jill is from Stoughton. Hello, Jill.
Hi, good morning.
All right. So we have these digital concert tickets to give. Hopefully you're going to win them. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the name of this game again, Kennedy?
Dua Lipa Future Nostalgia Soundcheck.
Right. Duh.
Duh. Thank you, Dan. You get it.
Oh, that one's short, too. Jill, do you know what it is?
Oh, my goodness.
One more time.
Go ahead.
No? Did that help?
No, it did not. I do not remember.
Okay. All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving. Bye, Jill.
Sorry, Jill.
Womp, womp. Someone had to lose eventually.
First person to lose in 2 days.
I don't like it.
Maggie's from Andover. Hello, Maggie.
Maggie.
Hello.
All right, take a listen. You can win right now with this sound. You got to tell us what it is. Is it ringing a bell?
Is that like an instant message, like an IM?
From which company? Remember what it
was? I want to say like AOL.
Hey! Yay! There it is. Yes.
Oh.
Nice job, Maggie.
Wow.
I feel like they were the first ones to do it. So really, an IM was there. So
that's
like,
true.
There was nobody else doing it.
Wow.
Those AIM screen names, they were all so bad.
Clarkson fan, 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, well, you enjoy that concert, okay, Maggie? Yeah, right. Is that
awesome.
Maggie? All right, talk to you later.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, again, want to remind you, if you want to watch the show, Dua Lipa Studio 2054 live stream this Friday with Miley Cyrus. And other surprise happenings.
It's going to be awesome.
It should be a lot of fun.
Wait.
Yeah, and you can buy tickets if you want to watch that show. If you did not win them from us, DuaLipa.com.
Another chance tomorrow, just FYI.
What?
One last one before we get
no.
out of here. Yeah, that's the kind of people we are. We
really?
Give and give and give.
We haven't run out of sounds?
No.
Okay.
Did we run out of internet?
There's decades out there waiting to be touched.
Okay, we'll do it again tomorrow on the show.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you would like to make a donation to our 10,000 toys for girls and boys, this is the eighth year that we've done it. You guys have donated a little over 75,000 toys over the previous years. So this year's a little bit different. We can't take your toys, but we can take your money. Go to mix1041.com/toys to make a donation. Got another email. I know you had received a couple, Kennedy. I got one yesterday.
They're just wonderful.
Yeah, this one's emotional. This one's emotional. It's about a woman that would come see us at Burlington Mall.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to tell you right now.
All right.
We will share that coming up at 8:15. And if you could, please make that donation. How much money have we collected thus far? Oh, do you please. Have the number in front
of
you?
I do. If you give me 2 seconds.
Again, the goal is for 10,000 toys, we're figuring about $10 a toy. So we'd like to raise about $100,000.
We're at 33,674.
Okay. So we're a third of the way there. We have a little bit less than 2 weeks.
Mm.
So
yeah.
We're a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Maybe if we could get, say, 7 people to make a donation at mix1041.com/toys while the Dirty on the 30 is happening.
That we could do.
You can listen to the Dirty on the 30 and then make a donation. So you'll keep track real quick. Let's try
Got it.
Get 7 people again at mix1041.com/toys. Let's do the Dirty while you do that.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Big Y World Market. So last night, season 29 of ABC's Dancing with the Stars wrapped. Somebody won the Mirrorball Trophy. Not who I wanted.
Has anybody ever won that you've wanted to win, Kennedy?
I've never been as invested as I have in this season.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
So I'm just going to say that. So spoiler alert. So we were down to 4 last night. Caitlin, Nelly, Neve, and Justina. And they all danced a couple of times. Nelly performed.
Really?
Not only did he dance his heart out,
go
but
ahead,
then
Nelly.
Granted, Nelly was not someone that anyone thought was going to be in the top 4. And
right.
A lot of people are saying, but anyway. So then came the crowning. So here's what happened. Justina and Sasha came in 4th. Nelly and Daniela got 3rd, which means we are down to Neve and Caitlin.
Mm. Spoiler alert. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Caitlin and Artem and Neve and Jenna, one of these two couples is about to win it all. Please join me. Center stage. Caitlin and Artem and Neve and Jenna, the winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are
her mic go out?
No, she's sequesting it.
No.
No, this is next level.
Caitlin and Artem!
Harumph.
Kennedy was not pleased this morning.
It's not that I dislike her, not that I thought she was a bad dancer. She was. But she didn't win. Johnny Weir won, but Neve should have won.
Neve, I feel like, got 30s like the first and second episode.
Neve,
like,
from
he
the
was
very
top notch.
Was remarkably consistent
yeah.
and never had a bad day. But the judging, in my opinion, was just very inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Said what it said.
I think you could have solved world peace in that pause.
I'm just saying, that was a long pause. That was 12 seconds. Yeah.
Drew Barrymore is under fire for a very strange reason. She okay. surprised a couple on her talk show with an impromptu wedding. We've
yes.
all done this.
Yes, we've done it on this show.
And she's getting a bunch of backlash over the episode that aired on Friday because the viewers claim the newlyweds are actually a student-teacher couple. So here's their little hi, who I am thing.
I'm Selena. I'm a registered nurse.
And my name's Dan. I'm a high school physics teacher.
We're currently engaged and we live in Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
I knew she was special right from day one.
We met several years ago in school through mutual friends, and we've been together now for 7 years.
Now,
okay,
what you need to know is that the story looked wonderful. She's a registered nurse. She's working on the front lines of coronavirus.
Yes.
And Dan is a high school teacher with not a lot of money. So it seemed like mm-hmm. the perfect storm of wonderfulness to put two people together.
Sure, absolutely.
However, the claiming they met in school through mutual friends is really because she was a 17-year-old high school student and he was her 29-year-old physics teacher. So somebody who went to school with them said, it would be a great story if it were actually true. They met in school because she was his student. The mutual friend was the physics class he taught. So people are upset. I don't know what's going to happen next. And it looks like Drew's people are already on it, trying to, mm-hmm. you know, taking off the comments and deciding what to do next or whatever.
It's the spin zone, Kennedy.
It's the spin zone. What
can
you do?
That's so tough because Drew probably had obviously no idea.
No. No.
And I how do you dig into
some kind of real deep dive on whatever, so I don't know.
But. I mean, what if they met in class and they didn't start dating until she was 23? Is that still weird?
My my biology teacher from high school went on to be a principal of another school and ended up dating a girl that like was in one of his classes after she got like they started dating 2 weeks after graduation.
So in other words, they'd been dating.
Yeah. Is it 17? Is that consent? I mean, I don't know.
It is not. No. I mean, some states are different than others, but at the same time, it's just
in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
So in any event, I don't know what happens next, but
It's not. Yeah. I mean, it's not their fault.
No,
it's not. You know.
But what do you do? You
they're suggesting that they should have done a little more due diligence. So I don't know. And again,
how would you know?
I don't. But
I mean, if they started dating as consensual adults, what can you really do? It's just a weird line.
And Ken Jennings has been tapped to be an interim host of Jeopardy!
Yes.
He will be the first one to fill the role left by Alex Trebek when filming resumes on November 30th. I think his go through Christmas Day. Alex's due.
Yep.
He says, Mike Richards said, who is the executive producer, said Alex believed in the importance of Jeopardy and always said he wanted the show to go on after him. And we will honor Alex's legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved. Ken will be one of several interim hosts before they decide on a permanent replacement. He said on Twitter, there will only be one Alex Trebek, and I'm honored to be helping Jeopardy out in this out with this in January. So
I just love it because Ken and Alex had such a great relationship. They ended up being such close friends that I feel like this is just it's just the right move. It's the right move for all Jeopardy fans.
Everybody doesn't feel like you're throwing cold water on them really fast.
He's still in the family. Yeah. Like,
I was reading about him this morning, Kennedy. He'll send you an email every week on a Tuesday with 7 trivia questions in there that you can try and answer.
You can sign up for his newsletter? Is that what you want?
Kenneth Wayne Jennings.
Yeah, and apparently he does like a weekly section in Parade Magazine called Connections as well.
I remember the last time I read Parade Magazine. I'll have to do
that.
So
much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is back for an 8th time. It is unbelievable. For 7 years, you guys have been a part of this. We give all the toys to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program here in Boston. They're actually down in the Seaport. They have a big warehouse down there. We had a chance to go in before.
A couple of times.
I always tell people it's like the final scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And they have that huge warehouse where they're going to bury the Ark of the Covenant, right, with all the other government secrets. And that's what it looks like. It's just a huge warehouse full of bins of toys. And this year, obviously, we can't take your toys. You can't mail them via Amazon. We can't put boxes out there. They can't be donated. Here at the radio station, we're doing it all with money. So go to mix1041.com/toys. We love hearing your stories. If you want to send us a text about donating or you're a business and we want to do a shout out for your business.
Let's go.
Kennedy, I got this email. I know you've gotten a couple of these. So just are you prepared? Do you have your...
I'm ready.
You have your tissue?
I'm ready.
Everybody have your tissue? Mm-hmm. Dan?
I'm good.
I know you're a gristled guy, you. Hi, Carson and Kennedy. I wanted to share a quick story about my amazing mom who succumbed to cancer earlier this year after the fight of all fights. We lost my dad when I was very young, but that didn't deter my mom from making sure we had everything we needed in life. My mom was a lifelong school teacher and always had a side hustle. Over the years, she worked as a photographer, baked cakes, and took on kids who needed extra work as a tutor. Over the past 5 years, my mom has been dropping off toys to your toy drive at Burlington Mall. She would never stop to meet you guys because she didn't want the praise, but she would always call me right after to tell me that she had seen you all. It just brought her so much joy. I recently moved back to Boston after finishing school and started listening to your show, and now I know why my mom loved you all. You all seem so kind and funny and sweet, and your show is now my connection to my mom. I'm making my small donation in her honor this year, and it will now be a yearly tradition that I hope to pass along to my family someday. Good luck. I hope you make your goal. 2020 has been a tough year for me, as it has been for many. But you all are reminding us that giving is the ultimate high and the best way to kickstart 2021 just a little early.
Wow.
Incredible.
All right, that was a good one.
And that does happen a lot. Yeah. You know, we'll have people come by, and we love to take pictures with everybody.
Yeah, they don't want that smoke.
And you're like, hey, come on over. Take a, No, I'm just dropping.
Not everybody's a picture person.
Yeah. I know.
Right? Carson has a really hard time with that one.
I know, but I have a really good camera. You're going to look great. Yeah. That's what I always tell people.
It
I'm like, no, I have good filters.
Not the point.
Mm. No, some people are there strictly for the good deed.
Mm. And we appreciate you. Again, mix1041.com/toys. And as a special treat, Kennedy has a song for us.
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited.
I'm not Mariah. Just, you know.
We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are 10,000 things we need. We just want to put some presents underneath the Christmas tree. Give to a family who has none. Won't you please be the one? Make our wish come true.
Oh, girl.
All we want for Christmas is you.
Let's go, girl.
We don't want a lot for Christmas. There are just 10,000 things we need. We need to put all the presents underneath the Christmas tree. Won't you please fill up the stocking there upon the fireplace? Santa Claus, make all the kids happy with the toy on Christmas Day. Carson and Kennedy need 10,000 toys to give to all the girls and boys. Make our wish come true. And 10,000 toys.
Look at you, Kennedy.
Oh,
10 out of 10. Would
Mariah
listen again.
Mariah, who? I don't know her. Are you kidding?
That song is now yours. Remember when Whitney did Dolly Parton's song and it became Whitney's? That just became yours. From the 603. Go, Kennedy, you rock. From the 978. Ooh, Kennedy, get a girl. Okay, mix1041.com/toys. Please make a donation right now. Somebody just texted in and said, just caught the end of the segment. How do we donate as a company? Just go to mix1041.com/toys.
And then make me an email if you're donating as a company.
Right.
Because we might just give you a little something.
Yeah, we will give you lots of love. Not a little bit of love.
Make
lots
a little commercial or something.
mix1041.com/toys.
Don't tell anybody, but that's what's
happening. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.